Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I am Keon.
And boom!
I am Tyler.
And today is Wednesday, October the 28th. Getting ready for Halloween!
Satanic rituals.
Yeah, or Fall Fest, for those of us who don't celebrate Halloween.
I just don't. Oh, I already went over this.
Yeah, we don't like
it. I'm over it.
Today, we're talking about things we hate in the gym. So let's jump right into it. Tyler, what's your first thought? I feel like we're going to be spending so much time on this. I don't want to get into another zombie rant.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's on the tip of my tongue again.
Things I hate in the gym, I'm going to tend to be more equipment-based.
Okay, yeah, we're talking about equipment we hate in the gym.
Yes, because I could go on a rant of things I hate about the gym.
We want to stay focused. Equipment we hate in the gym.
Equipment I hate in the gym, first and foremost, is probably insert blank ab machine. Anything that has the ab machine at the end of it.
Right.
Blah, 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 ab machine. Blah, 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 ab machine. Ab machine, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Toss it. I'm over it.
Because here's what happens. Even if those things did work, the only people that actually use them are people who shouldn't be using them. Like, the people who are massively overweight and want to lose their midsection, right? So they're wasting their time on this ab machine, doing these forward bends, these crunches, right? On whatever ab machine they might be doing. And all they're doing is quote-unquote building up their core muscles, right? And when in actuality, their time would be better spent probably running on the treadmill, burning some calories.
Fully agree. I think I've said it once, and I'll say it again. To get abs, you have to lose the fat, and doing crunches is not going to make you do it.
No. You need to up your decrease your calories, up your output. Yeah.
And so with that, it's always funny to watch people do them. Also, like, I don't use them because every machine, quote-unquote, you can do with a better exercise. With adding a weight if need be.
Right. And most people don't need to add a weight.
No. My favorite thing ever that I ever saw was Jackie Warner. She used to have a show on Bravo called Workout.
Which is, we have a story about that one.
Yeah. Long story short, it's all fake.
But I want to tell this long story.
Oh, sorry. But, yeah. Friend of the show, Greg Plitt, basically told us it's all fake.
Right.
So
that's the medium-length story.
Yeah, that was the medium-length story. But she, on there multiple times, was like, yeah, I couldn't tell you the last time I did an actual crunch. And she's one of the few females that I've seen with a six-pack that was, like, scary.
Yeah, it was like apples.
Yeah, it was like, wow. It looked like all she did was crunches all day long.
Right.
And she doesn't do them.
No.
And well, she claims she doesn't do them.
The best part about, like, those weighted ab machines is that they... Okay, Tyler, if you're going to create a bigger bicep, what would you do?
Bicep curls?
Yeah. Or, I mean, say you know, if I... What specific weight, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I would do a large weight, low reps.
Right. Same thing with the ab machine. If you're doing ab crunches. Ab muscles are the exact same kind of muscle as a bicep. If you weight them excessively, you're going to make them bigger, meaning you're going to look fatter.
Yeah.
So don't do it.
You're going to look fatter because your ab muscles are now bigger, and you have this huge layer of fat on top of it.
Right. So first get rid of the fat, and then worry about, like, if you're within your 10-pound range, don't even think about doing them. If you're within your 5-pound range, you can start seeing your abs, and you want them bigger, that's when we can start talking about adding weight. But for right now, for most people,
it's funny.
It's stupid.
It's funny. And, I mean, the only reason why I would ever put somebody on it is if they, for some reason, A, wanted to do an ab workout and physically had a hard time getting onto the ground.
Right.
And it would be one of those, I would be doing it to make my client happy, kind of a thing. Uh-huh. Like, all right, let's go over here and do this.
And I would probably do, all right, we're going to do 10 of these real quick, and then we're going to do burpees.
Yeah.
Just to make them hurt.
Now we're done. Yeah, Moving on. So yeah, ab anything,
uh-huh,
equipment-wise, pisses me off.
Even like the rollers? I love those.
The rollers are going to get into another thing that bothers me.
Okay.
So I'm going to pass on commenting on those.
All right, because I like those. Okay.
So what would be something you don't like?
One of my number one hates in the gym, of equipment, is the Smith machine.
The Smith machine.
I despise, and I know that you like it, I hate it.
In the realm of liking it, it's not like, I couldn't tell you the last time I used one, but I'm not opposed to it in the realm that you are.
So if those of you unfamiliar with the Smith machine is a squat rack where the bar is attached to a rail system. So all it can do is go straight up and straight down. It doesn't have any horizontal movement.
It is also, it helps in the realm of, what's the word I'm looking for? This is probably a better way to describe it. The reason why I like it is that for people that are scared of high weight, I find that the Swiss machine is easier because you can put on 45s and scare them into a concept of they're doing. Keon's now hiding his face from me because he's upset. What I was going to say is that if I was to get somebody with a barbell and put them in a squat rack and have them do squats, I find it easier to help them correct their forms with the Swiss than having to try and balance them with just the bar.
See, in my opinion, I hate that idea. Because here's the deal. A Smith machine puts you in a locked set range of motion. You can't go forwards or backwards, right? So if my form is bad, all it's going to do is reinforce bad form, right? Because I can't correct. So putting your car on, I'm trying to think, like adding an extra wheel to your car because your tire alignment's off or something, you know? It's like you fix the alignment first, you don't add more wheels to it. You know, you don't put tricycle wheels on your car because you have bad alignment. All that's going to do is break your car more because you're driving straight now when it wants to go right. And so the joints are going to, I mean, does that make sense, that analogy?
No, that does make sense.
And so, because we all move slightly different, right? So if I squat down and the bar is pushing me in one direction, but my body wants to go in another, then it's putting stress in the tendons, joints, ligaments. Most people do this stupid thing where they lean back onto the bar, and that creates shear pressure on their knees, and then they get knee injuries. For the bench press, they do bench press on it, and then they get shoulder injuries, and they wonder why. It's like, why am I getting shoulder injuries? Because you can't recruit little stabilizing muscles because you're on a set plane of motion, so.
And I fully agree with all those. It's one of those, when done correctly, I think it's okay.
When done correctly. 99.999% of people do not do it correctly.
And I agree with you.
It's like, but you it's and I can use it correctly. Maybe 10 trainers I've ever met use it correctly.
And I like it in the sense of, it's kind of like kettlebells and kind of that thing, where it gives you, since it's weighted on a line and you have to adjust to that. It's kind of the opposite of the kettlebells, where the kettlebell, you like the weight is always with you in your motion, kind of a thing where you have to adapt to the motion of that weight.
If I'm gonna buy a piece of equipment, I'd rather buy a squat rack than a Smith machine, because I can teach someone how to, like, most people who can't do squats with the bar on their back have a muscle instability, or they don't have enough balance to do it. So you start them with an easier exercise. You have them do like a lunge or a box squat where they actually sit down and then come back up without any weight first. And you build up those peripheral muscles and the strength and everything first, and then you start adding weight.
Totally agree with you. It's the reason, I mean, my marketing and business sense tells me, the reason why it's there is because people mentally, it's a blanket. It's their baby blanket. Mm-hmm. It is one of those machines that it is less intimidating than a squat rack, which is entertaining because there's actually more things on it,
right?
And that could go wrong, but for some reason it's less scary to most people. And I agree, when I first started off, the Swiss machine made complete more sense to try with than the squat rack.
Exactly, because you think about it, it's like, oh, all I can do is go up and down. How can I fail?
How can I fail? And let's say for some reason it is heavier than I want. I just rotate my wrist a little bit and it catches it where it is and right. I'm done. That, I think, is the reason why so many people like it. But I agree with you. It is very low on my list of productive things. Right. I don't have the rager for it.
I hate the Smith machine. Like, the only time I use it is for doing like pull-up preparation. Like, there's some good body weight exercises you can do on it because you can move the bar up and down, or hip mobility where you're stepping over the bar and going under the bar and that kind of stuff. That's the only time I really use it.
I would agree that because it's easier to set up just the bar
exactly
at where you want it. Because I do inverted rows on it.
Yeah.
Like, get that kind of stuff. So, yeah, I see that. Also, this is goes into my, I don't know what word I was looking for, just my jerkness.
Uh-huh.
I love watching people on it because they always look like idiots. And they always do it wrong. And so it's a sense of, it's entertainment for me.
Uh-huh.
And where you get angry with it, where there's machines that you laugh at and I get angry with them, and it just flip-flopped on this, where right. I watch the, my favorite is, it's the guys that are roided out, that are doing upright rows, and uh-huh. using it, and grunting, and they've got 45s on it, and it looks like they're doing much, but it's like, I know that that bar only really means about 10 pounds, right. So you're only lifting 100 pounds, dude,
right.
And it shouldn't be that difficult.
Right.
So
yeah, because and that's another thing. The bar on the Smith machine weighs, like you're saying, a lot less than the than
it weighs like 10
bar.
Pounds.
Yeah, 10, that. 15 pounds. Yeah.
And where if you were in a squat rack, the bar itself normally weighs anywhere from 45 to 55.
Right.
Is roughly, I think, the general.
Yeah. So I would say never use it unless you want to get hurt or with someone who knows what they're doing. Because I just hate the damn thing.
No, I
hate it with a passion.
There, like the ab machines, there is 100 better uses
exactly
to do whatever you could do in the Swiss machine.
Right. Grab dumbbells and do squats. I don't care.
Anything.
Right. All right. Let's move on.
My next equipment that just tickles my fancy in a negative way.
Uh-huh.
Insert any TV gimmick.
Ah, yes.
Exercise equipment.
The Ab Rocker Pro.
Anything.
The Gazelle.
The only one, and I've never used it,
uh-huh.
and the only one that I actually there's a couple now that I said that. Uh-huh. There's a few out there that I'm like, okay, I've never used the Bowflex. I kind of want to, just right. to see it in action.
Friend of the show advertises it.
Yeah.
Greg Plitt.
Greg Plitt has one, or he's their role, their sponsor. Model.
Model, yeah.
Randy Couture just came out with a Bowflex home total gym thing that like hooks onto your door frame,
huh.
and you can do workouts with it, which is entertaining. And I trust him
right.
in his knowledge that I debated on looking into it. That was a very awful sentence in general.
But Randy Couture is a Ultimate Fighter. Tyler yeah. likes a lot.
So
another friend of the show.
Another friend of the show, but. The thing that usually my favorite of the are you insert
yeah, right.
bad words here. The ab machine concentrator pulse thing.
Oh yeah, the,
where you just yeah. like it's an idiot large belt that just like sonically
it's electro yeah.
shocks your abs and you sit at your work all day long wearing it, it's like doing 8,000 crunches. And it's just, are you kidding me?
Right.
There's no way that works.
No, they do that for physical therapy.
No, they do it for physical therapy and for people in comas. It is less effective than, like, sucking your gut in. Like, I had it on my forearm, and all it does is kind of feel weird. It forces the muscle to contract, but it's at, like, such a suboptimal level, it's like at 30% of its maximal contraction. So you're getting 30% of activation. Like, that's silly. That's just dumb. I completely agree. Like, most things you see on infomercials are crap. So.
Except OxiClean.
Yeah, and the ShamWow.
ShamWow.
Made in Germany, so you know it's good.
But, yeah, just the gimmick insert equipment. And my favorite is when I've been to multiple gyms that have them.
So yeah. It's not even the concept of, oh, blah, blah, like, Susie bought this and has it at their house. It's, oh, 48 Hour Fitness has it. Why?
Right. Like, yeah, you don't need that.
That's where I get more frustrated. It's like, really? They bought into that?
I do like the ab rollers, though. I think they're effective.
But see, ab rollers...
It's like an... It's a amped up...
No, I get... Yeah. No, I was going to say that I... As much as they do have infomercials for them, I wouldn't consider them...
No.
I would just consider that it's like a marketing scheme for somebody to buy dumbbells. Like, sure. I actually consider them to be a valid workout exercise thing. Like, I don't see them as a gimmick. What made me trigger this thought was the other day I'm on my treadmill running, and not mine, but at the gym, and I'm watching the TV, and an infomercial pops up, and it's for, I don't remember the name of it, but it's this chair. And it literally looks like a folding chair.
Oh, the ab rocker.
No.
Not the ab rocker?
No. No.
Not the ab circle, the ab rocker.
No. No. This is even better. It literally looks like a folding chair that they have padded probably 8 times in the back. So it's really super cushioned.
Uh-huh.
And at the bottom of the chair are rubber bands. And they are marketing it towards seniors to do, like, shoulder presses with, stretch bands, like your therapy bands.
Yeah, the therapy bands. Yeah.
And then, like, chest press with them because it can move up and down the spine of the chair.
Huh.
And I turn to the guy that I work out with in the morning and I go, so basically you're telling me that, and it works out to be like $300.
Oh.
It's like 6 wow. payments of 40 with this shipping and this whatever. We did the math, and yeah, we were doing math in the morning with no calculator. And so it roughly was like $300. I think it was like high twos, to be honest with you, but 300. So for $300, I could get this thing, or I could go to Target, get a chair, and for $8... Bunch 6 different bands right. and have the exact same machine.
Right. Or not even buy a chair, just buy the bands, and you can sit in the chair you're sitting in right now.
Yeah, that was the thing that I was just like, okay, that's an interesting concept that's what they're trying to... And I get more frustrated when they target it towards older people.
Yeah, because they are gullible.
And sadly they are. Like, my grandma would buy it, and I would then just go, Grandma, you spent $300... And we could have gone to Target for $12 and bought right. you 8 bands
right.
and shown you how to use all of them right and correctly. Mm-hmm. So my little tip on the infomercials is that if you see a majority of the people using it elderly, I would not buy it.
Yeah. Or just
even if you are elderly. Even if you're elderly.
Consumer Reports. Check it out. Do some
don't
research.
Even do that much work. If even if yeah, like if majority of the people are elderly in it, and even if you are elderly, doesn't mean that the 20-somethings that are doing it, you can't do it either.
It all comes down to the what's your best choice. You know, like your best choice is probably not this. You know, put in a little bit of work, and just make it work, make it happen.
Yeah, I don't, like that was what just the gimmick concepts. Yeah. That's where. And they're the gimmick comic concepts that you see the infomercial for like 2 months, if that, and then you never see it again.
Right, because they went out of business or they sold everything. Right. So. My next pet peeve of equipment, the good girl, bad girl machine.
Oh.
The adductor, abductor leg machine. It is the biggest waste of time I've ever seen. Girls love this one. The one where you sit in a chair.
Spread your legs and close them.
Spread your legs and close your legs. And it works the inner thigh, and then you can flip it around usually and work the outer thigh as well. Right?
Yes.
Everyone loves the good girl, bad girl.
And when we say everybody, we mean the guys working out.
Yeah. See, oh, yeah, exactly. It's one of those things like, here's 2 main reasons why this machine should go to hell. Reason number 1. Most women already have overdeveloped adductors, inner thighs. So all you're doing is creating more knee issues. Right?
Okay.
Reason number 2. There are like 800 billion better exercises than good girl, bad girl. Like, let's just think about this. A lunge, a lateral lunge, like, there are so many things. A deadlift, like, so many things that you can do that are better than this piece of equipment. So, I hate it. Well, I love it, but I also hate it.
I fully agree. I always laugh when I see people, not always, but I always chuckle a little bit in the concept of, it goes back to my theory of people just go to the gym, they don't have a set plan, they go, oh, this makes sense, I'm opening and spreading my legs.
So it's obviously going to tone up what I want.
And the funniest thing is, I understand that I don't have female parts, but in my mind, I honestly feel like half the women doing it think that it's going to make them tighter in certain areas. Does that not make sense, though?
I've never thought of it like that.
Like, that is honestly what I... Because, I'll be like, I've used it to be like, what is the big deal? I've gone on it, done it, and I just go, really?
Right.
It hurts my area.
Right.
Why would anybody...
Right.
And then the only logical explanation was is that females think that it tightens up their area.
I thought it was more because a lot of women are afraid of having jiggly inner thighs. That was my concept, my idea, the reason that most people I've talked to have used this machine.
I don't talk about the abductor machine on a regular basis.
Well, I just tell people not to use it. They're sitting there, I'm like, you should probably not use that. Why?
I guess it would be the same concept as the ab machine, where it's like, why work it out when really all you need to do is lose weight?
Yeah, lose weight and do... Some leg exercise. Lunges and some squats. Get it over with.
And you're done.
And you're good.
So no,
I hate that piece of crap.
It's...
Like, throw it out the window.
Well, the thing that's also the best is you know that gyms are owned by men because there is always a mirror in front of that machine.
Oh, yeah.
And it's creepy because they always place it in a place...
Kind of in the corner.
It's always in a weird corner, so it's like hidden, but it's like the one corner that from either like the barbell section or the dumbbell section or maybe like the bench, like there's always a section that is quote unquote more of the guy section.
Right.
That's right by it that you can, using the mirrors, you end up going, thank you for this visual.
Right. You're like, really? Like, way to make the gym a meat market all over again.
It's
so
cracks
dumb.
Me up in that sense.
I hate it. Hate it. All right. Give me your last one. Number three.
I feel
like we have time for one more each. I know it's hard.
Now, okay. So this is equipment that bugs me. I get it.
Uh-huh.
But it's kind of my I'm better than other people.
Okay.
Chauvinistic pig kind of concepts coming out. I hate gloves.
Oh yeah.
I get it. I get it why girls don't want wear gloves if they want to lift weights, that the dumbbells and barbells sometimes have very
rough
edges and rough handles and stuff like that. I get that. When guys wear them, I laugh.
Grow a pair.
Seriously. Grow a pair. Also, it's like, are you then going out and riding your Harley? Are you then going to...
Go do some Michael Jackson dancing?
Yeah.
Because they never have fingers.
And I guess it also is that concept where the people that wear the gloves are also the grunters. Mm. I don't think... I mean, you can be a grunter and not wear the gloves.
Right.
But I feel like the gloves, you automatically become a grunter.
Pretty much.
Like, I rarely see grunters not wear gloves.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to say my third and final piece of equipment that bothers me the most is the gloves. I get the concept.
You just don't like them.
I just don't like them.
I approve of them for women because, you know, the soft hand issue. Like, I would, you know, you build up rough calluses on the rough weights. So I just...
Nothing that some lotion doesn't help.
Yeah, but still, like...
Because, I mean, I've been working out pretty hard and I've started... Like, layers of my skin have been coming off, and I just play with it and rub them off, and then at the end of the day, I hate lotion with a passion. I find it's weird and creamy and...
Yeah, it makes your hands feel all gross.
It's oily, and I don't like it. So at the end of the night, like, right when I brush my teeth, I'll throw some on, and, like, because I'm not going to be touching anything once I go to sleep.
Right.
Like, I can kind of fall asleep. I know that sounds... It's like Ocean's 11, right, where he has, like, the gloves on and stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not that intense. I literally, like, brush my teeth and wash my face, and then I
lotion up.
Lotion up and then I go to bed.
That sounds creepy.
Yeah, that sounds way gay. Not saying that being gay is a bad thing, but just awful concepts of me being in bed with myself and lotioned up hands.
Awkward.
Interesting.
But yeah, and I can say that the weird layers, like I still have my calluses and stuff, but like the odd layers of skin missing are gone.
Yeah. I it's one of those things, I just would much rather people just own up and understand that their body's just protecting itself. You know, it's not that big a deal. A couple calluses here and there. For men and for women, if you want to wear gloves, you can wear gloves. Not the biggest thing.
Yeah, just not my favorite. So what's your last, third and final thing?
The 2.5 pound dumbbell.
2.5 pound dumbbell.
Who needs that? Outside of a rehab center, who needs a 2.5 pound dumbbell? Even inside of a rehab center, the TheraBand is probably a better choice than the 2.5 pound dumbbell.
I would go bands and then work your way up to the 5. You wouldn't even need the
thank
two.
You. It is the most worthless piece of crap. It's almost more worthless than the adductor machine. Because
I never thought of that because I never use it.
Exactly. And I, see,
and I don't see people use it
I
often.
See, okay. My favorite is the mom who is like, I'm going to get back in shape. Goes, grabs a 2.5 pound dumbbell and does their entire workout with 2.5 pound dumbbells. Or 5 pounds. Or, you know, insert, like, tiny weight here. And I applaud them for their, you know, courage, and I applaud them for getting out there, but I'm sorry, honey, that's not going to get you fit. Like, we've talked about it before, but you need to load up. Like, doing 800 reps with 2.5 pounds is just like sitting at home. Like, it's almost as good. Like, you're burning maybe 50 calories. Like, sorry, let's add this. Let's do some heavy weight here for you. And heavy weight, like, doesn't have to be 800 pounds. It can be 20 pounds. That could be heavy weight for you.
Yeah, I never even thought about the 2.5.
It burns me up. Because it just reinforces the idea that women are going to get huge if they lift any weights.
Well, that, and it also just goes back to the working out should not be comfortable.
No!
It's not supposed to be, I mean,
outside of yoga and Pilates, it should not feel good.
I find,
or not, I mean, it should be work. Sorry if I keep cutting you off.
I know. I've started my sentence 3 times.
That was twice. Start one more time and I might cut you off again.
Okay. I feel...
Yoga and Pilates! I feel good!
Okay. I personally relax and enjoy working out, but it is strenuous on my muscles and on my body. But it goes back to the blanket concept of other workout, like the abductors and the ab machines, where it's like, oh, I can do this, and no, man up.
Yeah, do the thing that's harder. Like, why would you want to pick the easy one? Like, the easy one never gets you there. It's like, I don't know.
I'm going to be a dick. People, get real close to the listening device that you're listening to. Tyler's going to spit some knowledge to you.
Tyler's going to be hard.
Tyler's going to spit some knowledge. You're listening to us for one of two reasons. Actually, there's a couple of reasons. We'll just start naming them off. A, you find Tyler or Keon .
No, there's never been and.
Oh, it's only...
We've decided this, that 50% of the population likes Tyler, 50% of the population likes Keon, and 0% of the population likes both of us.
Okay.
And when we're not even saying like, we mean
sexually.
Find sexually attractive.
So, you either like Tyler or Keon, and you listen because you would love to just listen to our voice.
Right,
and
you close your eyes and pretend we're in the room with you.
Yes. Whatever.
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's just
fine.
If
like
that's
that.
How
okay
you roll,
that.
That's cool. B, you like the random reviews that we do and the knowledge that we give you. C, you are overweight and you are trying to lose weight. Guess what? The stuff that you're doing wasn't working. Stop doing the abductor.
Right.
Stop doing the ab machine. Stop using the 5 pound weight.
Right.
Guess what? It wasn't working. So, let's do it our way.
Right.
Let's see how it goes.
It's
gonna go.
Right. And for all the people that are scared, oh, I'm gonna hurt my knees. No. Squats are actually squats done right have actually been proven to improve knee health.
And but see, with the hurt knee concept, it's the guess what? Your body hasn't done it, so it might hurt a little bit.
Right. There's going to be some soreness. There might be some tenderness around the knee. Just because you haven't done it in a long... Like, you don't have to go balls to the wall, like,
you're not out. You're not putting up 250.
Right. Just do some bodyweight squats. Two or three sets. See how they feel. Then, that feels great. Put on 20 pounds of weight. And then do it again. See that? You know, you don't have to go all out day one. Like, you're not running for the president. You don't have to be amazing day one.
So frustrating.
So frustrating.
But, yeah, so let's just think about that. When that's my favorite concept, is I've gotten in multiple arguments with people in the sense of, hey, guess what? The stuff that you were doing and the logic you had wasn't working out for you. So, theoretically, I think that's the definition of being insane.
It is.
Doing the exact same thing, hoping for the different results.
Right.
You're now insane. So let's change what you're doing. See if the results change.
Right.
Could it be worse? Could it be better? It probably will. Will it be better? Yes.
Most likely. 98%. There's that 2% of people that will, you know.
And even in that, I would say that they overdid something.
Or thus underdid something. Exactly. And like we say, start in moderation, move up, and then keep going. Like, keep trucking. It's a long journey. This is a lifestyle. So, and start to like it. Like, start to enjoy it, you know? Like, I hate squats still. I hate doing them, but they're one of the best exercises to do. So, get over it.
Fully agree.
All right. Sounds good. Friday, we're going to be talking about Halloween.
All Halloweenies.
Guide.
Are we going to talk more about, like, the food and stuff correlated to it? Or do I get to go on a rant on how everything's now just, like, sexual?
Well, I like that it's all sexual now.
Uh-huh.
I really enjoy that. You know, it's like, it's Halloween is now National Dress Like a Slut Day. And it's great. That's a lie.
I guess, I don't know, I feel like I'm an old man. I kind of am.
You are. You go to bed at, like, 9 o'clock.
9 to 10 is my bedtime, and I'm kind of Mr. Scrooge when it comes to fun activities like
that. Yeah, I have to, like, I feel like I'm, like, his, like, wife. I'm like, dude, I am not married to you. Get off your butt, and let's go watch some roller derby, or whatever. Yes. And then, tomorrow, what are we talking about on Thursday?
Thursday, you're doing posture.
Oh, we're wrapping up our posture thing. So we're going to talk about some practical steps that you can actually start taking to improve your posture if you don't have any obvious deviations. That's disgusting, Tyler. All right, let's get out of here.
I'm going to go take a shower.
Me too. I'm Keon.
No, hold on. Huh? I just want this to be... He's going to go take a shower in his room, and I'm going to go take a shower in my bed.
We're both single, ladies.
Ladies being the key word.
With a D, not a T. You said ladies.
Oh. Ladies.
Right. So with that, I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Go try something beautiful today.
Notorious!
Peace.